Greetings in Jesus' name on this fifth day of March, the year of our Lord 2023. It's currently 36 degrees here in Sanford, Maine, under foggy and kind of rainy and damp conditions. And we're looking forward to a terrific Tuesday here early in my office, studying and seeking the Lord, headed down to Groton, Massachusetts to be part of a church planners conference and believe in God that He would raise up more churches in New England to reach others with the glorious gospel of Christ. And we're asking the Lord to do a great work in our hearts today as we go there and give away some money and look forward to a wonderful day. And then tonight, we have Bible Institute, and we're looking forward to investing in the lives of some 11 individuals, men and women, that have gathered together to be a part of the Southern Maine School of the Bible. And I'm teaching on personal evangelism and having a wonderful time and looking forward to all that God has in store tonight at the School of the Bible. We're pressing on the upward way. Thank God, finding new heights every day, and we're looking to the Lord that He would continue to help us and touch us. Thank you for praying for me. I have a doctor's appointment next week. It's kind of a little small miracle. It's been 2 weeks since I've been, and that'll be the third week, and they'll be checking my blood and different things, but certainly feel very well, and we're wide open, just plowing on, witnessing, loving people, and seeing people saved by the good grace of God. In your Bibles today, I want you to look with me in the book of Mark and chapter number 10. The Bible says in verse number 27, "And Jesus looking upon them saith, with men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God all things are possible." The disciples were a bit mystified in this passage of Scripture. And they were wondering about all of these people that have riches. And they simply ask, how hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? And the disciples, when Jesus said that, were astonished. And no doubt they thought in their mind, wait a minute, I have wealthy friends, and I have wealthy business partners here in the fishing industry. I have a wealthy boat makers, and I'm wondering what Jesus is talking about. And they were astonished that He would say these things. Children, how hard is it for them to have riches to enter into the kingdom of God? And Jesus simply said, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. And again, the Bible says they were astonished out of measure. And they came to this conclusion, and it's a conclusion that many of us have come to here on the journey of life. They simply said, who then can be saved? Who can be saved? If a rich man cannot be saved, well then who can be saved? And Jesus, looking upon them, saith, with men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God, all things are possible. And so really, Jesus is teaching us that whether you're rich or poor, you can be saved. Whether you're influential or non-influential, you can be saved. Whether you own a house or you live in an apartment, or whether you have a trailer, or whether you have your own land, or whether you have a nice car, a new car, or whether you're driving a beater with a heater, whatever it is, everyone can be saved. For with God, all things are possible. With men, it's impossible, but not with God. All things are possible. So therefore, whoever you're ministering to, don't ever forget, they can be saved. I don't care how wealthy they are. It's hard. It's easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to be saved. With men, this is impossible, but it's not impossible with God. God can save anybody. And if you're listening to the broadcast today, God can save you. You've been wondering, can I get saved? I wonder if I can get saved. Yeah, you can get saved. Thank God that if you'll confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, the Bible says, thou shalt be saved. The Bible says in John 3:17, for God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. God wants you to be saved today, and you can be. With men, this is impossible, but not with God. He is the Savior of the world. You've been listening to this Tuesday edition of the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day. We'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.